Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Welcome, my friend. Here's the number. It's toll-free, 1-866-405-8405, if you want to chime in on anything this afternoon. We'd love to hear from you. You can also ask your questions from the Animal Radio app for your iPhone and Android. Now, today's show, a lot of fun. We're going to have Jessica Cameron, actress and scream queen.
It's so hard to say.
Jessica Cameron joining us. She loves her animals. And she's, I don't know if you've seen any of her flicks that she's been in, Tammy. But I haven't. They're all horror films, you know, kind of stuff. And
yeah.
I believe she even is in some comic books. But she has, I believe, five cats. And if I'm not mistaken, they're all black in color, too. So we'll find out what that's all about in just a couple of minutes. And if you don't mind, I'm going to ask her to scream, too. I mean, if she is the scream.
She probably has that kind of glass-shattering scream.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking. Uh-huh. So be prepared for that in just a few minutes. We have a great hero, which is good because I'll tell you right now, I'm pissed off. And
I know you are.
Yes.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
A fellow radio host, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, you've heard of her, right? Gives
advice. She used to be one of my best friends.
Yes. Until this?
No, a number of years ago, other issues, but she'll never be my best friend ever again after this. Never.
Oh, dear.
We've passed in the hallways before, and we've never really had deep conversation or anything, but over the holidays, actually, this is just a few days before the holidays, she went on her radio show, and she said, pit bulls are a waste of space and should all be put down.
Wow.
She sure did.
Yeah.
She sure did.
I mean, that's just irresponsible.
That's just an ignorant person.
That is.
That got me mad enough. But yeah, for her to continue was just over the top.
For those of you that don't subscribe to what I subscribe to, let me tell you what you should subscribe to. And that is that pit bulls can be good. They can be bad. It depends on the owner. It depends on how they're trained. And
exactly.
That adoption, actually, I believe, comes in as one of the biggest biters.
You are correct, yeah. And I know small children that are far more irritating and dangerous than a lot of pit bulls. So I'm not going to advocate putting them down.
Okay, well, all I can say is that whether this is a radio stunt, she did this to bring PR to her show, which is lacking in ratings as of the last few years, or whether or not she sincerely believes pit bulls are bad, her actions were unapproachable.
Unspeakable.
Horrendous. I wonder if the whole thing truly is a stunt. Did it really happen?
It really happened. I would say she needs to be euthanized, but you know what? What is euthanization? It's a humane end of life. She doesn't.
Yeah.
She doesn't deserve that. Send her off to North Korea. You know, Kim Jong-un, both of them together. Well, maybe not. They could procreate, and then you'd have the devil baby.
Oh, dear. Yes. Oh, no.
Yeah, you wouldn't want that.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I can't think of anything bad enough to wish on her at this moment.
We'd love to hear what you think. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. I'm sure we air on some of the same stations as Dr. Laura. Also, I tell you, coming up here on forth, we have some wonderful people that are doing great things with the animal, including actress Jessica Cameron. And our hero this week is Saving Llamas. Yeah, llamas and alpacas.
So I didn't know they needed saving.
Apparently they do. We'll find out more in just a couple of minutes. Tammy Trujillo from the newsroom, what do you got?
I have got one of those feel-good stories about a pair of brother dogs who were born at a kennel, and 8 years later, they are finally getting their very own home together.
That sounds good. I needed that kind of story. And we'd love to talk to you and help you with your animals, whether it's a question for the doctor, the behaviorist. Give us a call toll-free, 1-866-405-8405. Well, let's go to Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
From Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, the L.A. area. What's going on? How can we help you?
Well, I foster dogs for rescues, and I have a dog who is large, and he seems to be a little dominating with food. And with chew toys, and now with my affection with other dogs.
Oh, okay. So what does your doggy household consist of?
Well, we have a big yard. We're constantly out there with the dogs, giving all the dogs attention. I mean, there's different dogs that come in and out. I have long-term fosters and short-term fosters.
Okay. So how many dogs? What kind? Tell me what you got.
I have like four chihuahuas. And then I just recently got a little girl. She's medium size.
Okay.
She looks like, I think she's half pit, half lab.
Okay.
And they said he's half pit, half lab, but he looks more half Great Dane, half lab.
Okay, he's a big guy then, huh?
He's really big. And if I show any dog's affection, he gets mad and he starts fighting. We try to introduce him to the girl, mm-hmm. thinking that maybe he would settle down, that he has a dog more his size, and he just went off on her.
Wow. Okay. Has anyone gotten hurt here?
No. He just pins them with his nose and his face, but recently I noticed he started to open his mouth.
Okay. And how long has he been with you?
Yeah. He's been with me since Thanksgiving, and this has recently just happened.
Okay. All right, Jennifer. Well, I can tell you have a big heart because you've opened your yard and your home to many dogs here. And I'm assuming they're all spayed and neutered.
I'm sorry?
Are they all spayed and neutered?
Yes, they are.
They are. Okay, perfect. Because that's an important detail we have to make sure is off the table there first. So I'm going to give you some hard, cold truth here. And I am concerned for the other animal's safety in this situation. And I think what you're doing is really, it's wonderful, and you want to make a difference. But in a dog that displays those kind of characteristics, both resource guarding, whether that be food, toys, or humans, that poses a special concern. And it does require extra training and control of the situation. And if you have little chihuahuas, that adds in also another component of what may be going on. I'd have to, you know, see your pets interacting. Is that little dogs sometimes can elicit prey drives in larger dogs, or dogs that have a very strong prey drive, just like a greyhound, for instance. You know, they love to chase things. And if this dog also has dominant behaviors and protective behaviors, it really can mean disaster. So for the other animal safety in that situation, you need to do something very drastic, whether that means rehoming or finding another foster to take this other dog. But if he was your only dog, then there's a lot of things I could advise you on and how you can control situations to work with him and build positive experiences. It is so hard if you've got five other dogs running around doing their daily things to try to train him to respond in a favorable way, because you're not controlling those actions of those other dogs at the same time. It's just physically impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But if he was your only dog, then we would talk about, you know, giving him positive reward for allowing the acceptance of another dog nearby, and training him to accept, you know, handling of those items by yourselves and or another pet that you could bring into the area. But I see it every day, and it's only because I sew up dogs that are unfortunately attacked by housemate dogs over possessive behaviors. I just have to speak up for their safety.
Fine. Yeah, he's fine outside with them all day. It's just once I go out there.
Understand, but you know, it could be something as simple as, you know, he sees something else in the yard when you're not around, something else that he wants to be possessive over. You can't control those situations. If you know, something else happens, you know, someone else comes around, it's just too difficult. And I'm not saying put him to sleep. I'm just saying your environment is not the most conducive for him to be trained appropriately. And he does need a lot of work. So that is something that I think will take a lot of dedication and focusing on him as a single individual in a household. So hopefully you can, you know, maybe find someone within your network of shelter personnel that you can set that up. But I fear for their safety.
Yeah, I contacted the rescue and they said, give us a little bit more time. We, you know, we're full in boarding and we have to find another foster. Because he's so big, you know, we have a dog run. We're thinking he's just going to ram through that dog run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and that's a lot of dog.
Yeah.
I wish you good luck with that, Jennifer. And hopefully he can find the help that he needs. But keep your baby safe and definitely make sure you do keep them supervised, separated until you can make those arrangements.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your call, Jennifer. If you need to call like Jennifer did, you can call 1-866-405-8405. It's toll free. You can also ask your questions from the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's a free download thanks to Doctors Fosters and Smith.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat? If you're a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, please call the Amberen Hotline now at 1-800-958-3268. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. At Amberen, we specialize in breakthrough solutions specifically tailored to women over 40, including hormonal balance, relief from menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, and you can lose pounds of stubborn extra weight in just weeks with Amberen Weight Loss. Right now, through this special radio offer, you can get a 100% risk-free trial. Just call 1-800-958-3268 now. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amberen Hotline today. Hurry. This limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-958-3268. That's 1-800-958-3268. Again, 1-800-958-3268.
There is a movement. A movement to simplify. A movement to find balance. It is a movement that's defined in every Bosch kitchen. Bosch kitchens are designed to be everything a modern kitchen should be. The precise technology in every Bosch appliance was invented with you in mind. Side-opening oven doors that give easier cavity access. Induction cooktops with zones that adapt to the size of your cookware. Dishwashers with a third rack to fit cutlery, whisks, and tongs. And with flush installation, the Bosch kitchen gives you a clean, integrated, and definitively European look. There is a movement to value simplicity as a luxury. There is a movement toward perfection in every detail. There is a movement toward the 2014 Bosch kitchen. Step up to a Bosch kitchen package of three or more appliances and get a 10% rebate. See the new Bosch kitchen at your Bosch retailer.
Hey, this is Sean Hayes on Animal Radio. Remember to spay and neuter your pets.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio. We're celebrating our connection with our pets toll-free at 1-866-405-8405 anywhere in the great nation of ours. You can also check in via the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's a free download. Do that now. Let's go to Blanca, calling in from L.A. Blanca.
Yes, from Torrance, California.
How you doing today, Blanca?
We're doing fine, thank you.
What's going on with the animals? How can we help?
Okay, I have a 12-year-old cat that weighs 19 pounds. Wow. He's always been very hostile, but in the last... I would say year, maybe 2 years, he's getting worse and worse to the point that, I mean, he loves the family. He cuddles with us, all of that. But I cannot even put it in the carrier to take him to the vet for mm-hmm. his vaccination because he'll bite. He doesn't like people. He doesn't like anybody except the family. And then if I try to carry him, he'll bite me. Now, okay. He will jump on me and cuddle, but that's it.
Okay.
I need some help.
So is the, just to get this straight, the main problem is when he leaves the house, he's aggressive.
No. And if I put him in the carrier, he becomes aggressive for me not to put him. I use that spray to calm them down, and I put it in.
Mm-hmm.
If I take him... he becomes very aggressive.
Okay. Yeah. Challenging because cats are definitely, they have their preferences and they would prefer to stay in their own house and never go see that mean doctor in the white coat. And I do have some cats that come to me that to actually walk in the door, I have to have the pet owner put the cat in my box and I have to anesthetize the cat to actually handle them.
Right.
So that's kind of the far end of the scenario that some cats are just very challenging to do anything to once they get out of their home environment. Now, there are other cats we may get away with, you know, using things like the natural remedies like pheromones or calming medications that contain green tea extract called L-theanine. Mm-hmm. That can be helpful, or even using tranquilizers at home before you even pull out that cat carrier.
Well, so the thing is that if I need to use tranquilizers, I call the vet and I said, listen, I cannot put him in the car. Well, we will have to see him in order for you to give you tranquilizers.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, one thing offsets the other.
Yeah. Well, and this is where having that regular relationship with your veterinarian is important. Because if I knew your kitty, what's your kitty's name?
Cuddles.
if you said, hey, Dr. Debbie, Cuddles needs to come in. I have a concern. And you were to tell me, oh, when I look in my chart and I say, Cuddles, 19 years old, cat from heck. I would say, you know what? I have no problem with that medication right now. Because if it helps to facilitate what I need to do, I'm all on board. But the problem is if you don't have a close relationship with a veterinarian or he hasn't been in recently, they do need to make sure he's healthy enough for that. All that being said, yeah. Usually a cat that comes in, you know, all teeth and claws bared, you know, we have to do what we have to do to enable that exam. So you're probably going to be beyond the things that I can help you with, natural remedies. So that would be definitely some of the first things to try. But otherwise, you know, be prepared that we're going to have to use chemical help for Cuddles.
Yeah. I figure it would end up to be that. I guess I'm going to have to talk to the vet and see if she can recommend something or give me something because he needs to be checked.
Absolutely. Now, this is, I hate to throw some of my colleagues under the bus, but this is an opportunity for some folks that do house call work. and it's a proven thing. Cats behave differently in their home environment than outside. And I had a cat from hell when I was a young veterinarian, and I could not do anything to my own cat when I brought him into my hospital. Not at all. I could draw blood kind of at home on the kitchen table with him, and I could get that done. But once he figured I was pulling out the white coat and being a veterinarian, he changed. So
yeah.
I totally know what you're going through, and I'm not meaning to make it a laughing matter, but sometimes in the home environment, a mobile vet with proper assistance, you know, they might be able to at least get some basic things done, a physical exam, basic vaccination, and then maybe help to clear the way that if you do need a tranquilizer for bigger things that might be needed to be done, then, you know, they can help you out with that as well. So.
Oh, okay. So then I'm sure that there might be some kind of a mobile vet that I can find.
Definitely. In your area, I'm sure there are. And some veterinary offices offer their own mobile house call services, and there are actually exclusive practices where that's all they do. And,
really?
You know, So you just have to kind of check around and make some connections with that. But that might be one thing. And as long as he was, you know, not offended by the white coat in general, that might be one opportunity.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much, Doctor. I really appreciate this. I just needed to know that that's the last resource.
Yeah.
My vet is not helping me.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And, you know, nobody likes to use drugs on their animals if we can avoid it. So if that works for you, then I'll be clapping for Cuddles there.
With me, it's fine. I'm just worried that, you know, I mean, I did, I was able to take him for his rabies, but they couldn't even put the flea medication because he was ready to kill all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, Doctor. I appreciate you talking to me, and I'll look for a mobile one.
All right. My pleasure.
Take care. Thanks, Blanca. Calling from Los Angeles at 1-866-405-8405.
Well, this portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Halty Head Collar. Do you have a dog that pulls? Looking down at the radio right now, yeah.
all do.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Or you know somebody that does.
Yes.
Well, the Halty Head Collar by the Company of Animals helps stop your dog from pulling by enabling you to gently direct your dog's head, allowing you to control your dog's direction of movement, putting you, the owner, back in control, thankfully. Find a Halty Range retailer near you at www.companyofanimals.us. Well, let's head on over to Tony. Hey, Tony, where are you calling from?
Los Angeles, California.
What's going on?
Well, I'm curious to know, what is a normal temperature for a cat?
Normal temperature would be 101 to 102, maybe 103 at the high end.
Because I got a temporal artery thermometer. Do you know what that is?
Forehead thermometer?
You know those thermometers that you scan across somebody's head and it tells the temperature?
Yeah.
And I scanned it across the cat's head, and it was 84, 85 degrees.
Yeah,
so
you can't trust
work
that.
On animals?
No, and the problem is that there's hair, fur, and different conductions in their skin, so we can't rely on that. Now, the most reliable temperature is actually the rectal temperature, using a rectal thermometer.
Right.
We do, in veterinary medicine, sometimes we'll use an auricular or an ear thermometer, and that basically measures heat that reflects off of the eardrum. So that would be my second choice if I was checking a temperature. And then the third but less favored would be under the armpit, which we do see a lot more variability when you do that, just because, again, there's differences in their skin, their fur, all of that kind of stuff. So it's best to do a rectal temperature if you're up for the challenge.
Well, yeah, I was just curious what the temperature, what their temperature was. And when I scanned them, it was like 84, 85 degrees. And so I thought, no, it couldn't be.
No.
It can't be that low.
Exactly. What's going on with your kitty? Is she having a problem?
Oh, no, no. I just, you know, every once in a while, I try something new on them and see if it'll work.
It's like preventative maintenance.
But they seem, yeah, right. Yeah. They seem to be healthy and happy, so, but that's the only question I had. I thank you so much for your help.
Hey, thanks for calling, Tony. We appreciate it. Toll free at 1-866-405-8405 or the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. I think that's the first time that we've ever had that question.
Yeah, I thought it was
a
very
good
question.
It is a good question. I don't know if I want to learn the whole rectal thing. I'll pass on that. Just have
with
that
the right pet, it could be done easily at home with a little peanut butter distraction on one end and a little KY on the other.
Just make sure you have the peanut butter on the right end. Yeah. Don't want to get those mixed up.
No, don't mix up your ends.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic because that CD tower is part of who you are? And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Hi, I'm Junior, Director of Marketing for Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for us dogs. I have the best job in the world, sniffing out hotels and destinations where they roll out the red carpet for canines and humans alike. To find out where I've been lately and to learn how you can travel like me, pick up a copy of Fido Friendly magazine at your local bookstore or subscribe online at FidoFriendly.com to find out what all the barking's about.
At Stella and Chewy's, they're dedicated to the simple proposition that pets should be healthy and happy. Their commitment to quality starts with their ingredients. Every Stella and Chewy's product is made with raw, naturally raised meat, poultry, or fish, sourced from USDA-inspected facilities without added hormones or antibiotics. Unlike commercial pet food, which is one of the most highly processed products on the planet, with much of its nutritional value cooked away, Stella and Chewy's dog and cat food is nutritious and delicious. Learn more at StellaandChewy's.com.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.